me see. Well, how about this one? Is this all right? Seems all right. No, I think there's a draft here. How about this one? Oh, they haven't wiped it off yet, Gertrude. There's really not much choice. You can have an extra turn tomorrow, Gertrude. No, that wouldn't be fair. The stew's getting cold, Gertrude. I'm only trying to decide what's best for us, Clara. The stew's best for us, Gertrude. You said this doesn't count, remember? Of course I remember. I'll be right back. Where are you going? Better to go now than be interrupted later. All right, I'll hold your seat for you.
Talking in line,
Maybe, she said, would you like gravy on your string beans? And I smiled at her while I was nodding my head at you.
Well, you ought to know you oughtn't do two things at once.
I wasn't doing anything. You and she were doing something. All I did was smile and nod.
Well, you oughtn't smile and nod at things you don't want.
I was only trying to please. I don't like talking in lines anyway. You do. I like to be quiet and look at the food. And you're always trying to tell me something. Sometimes I don't even know what I've ordered until it's in my mouth. And I haven't complained, have I?
Let's forget about it, Gertrude. People are watching us. They'll think we're senile. Let's talk about something pleasant that will help us digest.
That's pleasant.
Why, almost anything except your string green beans. Come now, forget yourself. Look around you, Gertrude.
I'm trying.
All right. It's a beautiful day, don't you think?
Well, if you like noise and crowds, revolving doors, if you like steamy young girls slopping your gravy, like sassy cashiers and slippery tables,
if you persist in your complaints, I'll move to another table. I swear.
Well, if it's something pleasant you want, let's have silence.
Well, if it's silence you want, you'll be getting it permanently soon enough, my dear.
Oh, now you've done it. I'm so upset. I can't eat another bite.
Now, what have I said? Surely at our age, we can talk about things.
My doctor says I could live to be 100 if I wanted.
I'm sure you will, Gertrude. You'll outlast all of us.
Oh, God, I'd hate to be last.
Do you want everyone to hear us? And what would God think of your kind of talk? It's up to him, not us. Eat your stew, Gertrude. He'll take you when he's good and ready.
But supposing he forgets about me and leaves me here on and on.
He wouldn't do that. He's responsible for putting us here, and he's responsible for getting us off.
I hope you're right. I hope it's not the other way around.
What are you trying to say, Gertrude?
I hope we're not responsible for putting him here and getting him off.
Now is no time to doubt, Gertrude. If you had any questions, you should have raised your hand years ago.
I guess I thought when I grew up.
You mean got old.
I'd be happy to believe anything.
Ira, you, I'd place my bet on him to win.
It may be safer that way. But oh, I hate to think it's all been just a donkey race.
Donkeys are too stubborn to race, Gertrude.
I can afford to be a donkey. What kind of race was it then? A greyhound race. That's what it reminds me of. The kind where they keep the wooden rabbit just ahead of the dog. And then at the end, they take it away.
Ho!
Oh, I saw a greyhound race once, Clara. Oh, it was awful for the poor gray things. They didn't know where it went. Oh,
gosh, dogs love to run.
No, they don't. And now the race is over. And I can't find the wooden rabbit. And the judges forgot to give me my prize.
Oh, my, Gertrude. Forget I ever said anything.
Forgive me, Clara. I know I shouldn't still be so terrified. I thought I'd be tired enough by now. I thought I'd be all ready. Bags packed.
letters burnt, a nice new dress with full seams, a new corset, a manicure, a little rouge, not much, but oh, Clara, I'm not tired enough, not sick enough, not old enough.
Oh, my dear, sweet friend. People are watching us, but I don't care. Everyone's terrified, really. We're all children about things that go bumps in the night. But somehow, we learn to overcome our fears. At least enough to keep moving.
I want to keep moving ahead.
That's more like it. Let's keep our heads up, our chests out.
Oh, I'm not up to marching, Clara.
Bam! Right up to the end. And then... You like surprises, don't you, Gertrude?
Yes, what surprise?
Oh, you know.
No? Oh. Oh, that? Well, that's no surprise.
Oh, of course it is. What is a surprise? But something you know nothing about, right?
Maybe.
Well, my dear, your surprise package is waiting for you.
I don't want to open it.
Oh, you don't have to. It opens itself, like a jack-in-the-box.
Oh, those awful things always scaring people like that? No, I want a nice, quiet surprise. Like a doll.
Oh, yes. Something to clutch. That'd be nice.
White porcelain with blue eyes and black lashes. Something breakable.
Oh, yes.
Then it'd be a nice surprise. We didn't know they were coming, but we could plan for it. Have you made your plans yet, Clara?
Yes, but no more so than I'd buy tickets for a good seat at the theater. I've arranged for a place at Forest Lawn.
Oh, you make it sound almost glamorous. It's strange to consider something I've always known that's going to happen as a surprise, though.
It adds to the suspense, my dear. Keeps the lifeline taut. And still allows a little room for plans. Have you made yours?
I thought... I want to be cremated.
Oh, don't be old-fashioned.
Being old-fashioned. I'm thinking of space. This world hardly has enough room for the live ones, let alone for the dead. Have you no consideration for others?
Oh, I used to. But if old age affords anything, it's thinking of oneself. Besides, we owe it to the ones left behind. If they can't see heaven, at least they can see some green grass, some flowers, a day in the country.
Oh, I don't want to fertilize the countryside for Sunday drivers.
Why do you want to be burned? Who do you think you are, St. Joan? Why? If you had the Black Plague or something.
Oh, my.
Well, you can end up in a plastic urn if you like, but I'll be damned if I'm going to leave this world in the same shoddy way I entered.
You're going to rot, Clara Olson, no matter how you want to wrap it.
Look at you. 2 minutes ago, you were Gretel, trembling at the oven door. And now you're clucking and scolding like a bantam hen.
I was pretty unpredictable in my day.
Bah. Let's finish up so we can go. We're making a spectacle of ourselves. Ah, it's good for them.
That's what they need, spectacles. They think they can just shut us up with an old age pension.
they don't even like to see us take our nourishment. But I keep coming back here day after day just to show them what it's like to want to keep going after the ball is over. They think all we care about are grandchildren. Heck, I moved to California to get away from them.
I know how you feel there, Gertrude. It's a blessing not to be tied down with youth. My youngest just had her third. Poor soul.
What was it? As if it matters.
A girl. And she's calling her Debbie.
Debbie? Oh, God. What is the world coming to with names like that? That name belongs in a barnyard. To think of my girlhood friends, the Veronicas.
Oh, Isabel.
Yes, Isabel. Josephine. Come, Josephine, in my flying machine going up. She goes, up she goes, balance yourself like a bird on a beam in the air. She goes, there she goes, up, up, a little bit higher. Oh my, the moon is on fire. Come Josephine in my flying machine going up, all on goodbye.
Never in my life have I ever made a public exhibition of myself. Never. That was going to be my epitaph. It would have been a fitting memorial. And now I've thrown it to the wind. Why, I had to join you in that absurd song.
No, Clara, you are wonderful.
That absurd song drained me of every ounce of dignity. I can feel every eye in the place looking at us. I am mortified.
They hardly noticed.
Oh, for God's sake, Gertrude. Stop looking like a cocker spaniel and maybe they'll think they were hearing things. Major Custard will never be able to come back here again.
I don't even like custard. But Henry loved it. So it takes me close to Henry, and so I eat it.
Probably better for you than Henry ever was.
Poor soul didn't hear you. Do you suppose you'll be seeing your Charlie and me my Henry? I mean, if we get to heaven, if there is one.
Your life is studded with if. Yes, I suppose we'll be running into them someday again. But I don't suppose that we'll recognize them.
I wouldn't know my Henry.
Well, now, would you recognize your Henry if your Henry wasn't a man?
My Henry, not a man. Oh, my. Let me see. It's very hard to say. His smells, yes, I remember them. Yes, I know my Henry anywhere.
Honestly, Gertrude, sometimes I wonder why I ever spend so much time with you. Can't you possibly be abstract?
Of course I can. I can be anything you can be. I just can't talk about it.
Well, you know that the Henry you knew is still here underfoot and underground.
No,
have to think, what is Henry in heaven?
If not a man, then a woman?
Of course Henry's not a woman in heaven! Look, the differences in the sexes are only emphasized here on Earth. It really matters very little.
You mean we've been making a mountain out of a molehill?
No. I only think that it's one of nature's, mistakes. A necessary one, you understand. Here, anyway. But not there. Such mistakes are corrected in heaven.
Oh, dear. I don't suppose Henry's enjoying himself much, then. He can't stand being corrected.
It's impossible even discussing this with you, Gertrude. You can't possibly see Henry as an abstraction.
Oh, don't look now. But Albert Hogarth is standing in line, and he's looking this way. Oh, don't look!
Father! Oh, I hope he hasn't seen us. If he does, we'll never get rid of him. Has he seen us yet?
I think he's seen me, but not you yet. He doesn't give a whit about me. It's you he's after.
Oh, that's disgusting. You'd think at his age he'd have some sense. He must be 90.
Now, Clara, be charitable. He's only lonely. He just likes your company.
Oh, no man just likes your company. Why, I went to a travelogue with him once, and no sooner were we flying over the Andes than he reached over in my lap and took my hand in his. Oh, the mush of it all. Where is he now, Gertrude?
Oh, he's left the line. Oops, I've lost him. I can't make up faces up close. Do you have your glasses?
Well, of course I don't have my glasses. They're only for reading, and I don't read in public.
Well, I can't see him without my glasses. I have my magnifying glass. I use it for looking at price tags. Shall I use that?
Oh, good God! Put that magnifying glass away! You can't look at people with a magnifying glass!
To think that I would still be scolded at my age. Oh, where will it all end? Being treated like a child.
You act like one.
If I would have known then what I know now, I never would have acted otherwise. Oh, my dear little friends. Where have they all gone? Bing, around the road. Pocket full of holes. Ashes, ashes, all fall. They won't get up for all the tea in China.
Oh, don't keep it up. Let yourself wander down memory lane. You'll end up in a rest home, that's what. They won't let you manage your own affairs.
I don't have affairs.
And when they ask me if you're incompetent, I'll tell them.
What'll you tell them?
I'll tell them you're not to be trusted.
Oh, who is?
Me. You can trust me, Gertrude.
Oh, yes. I've always trusted old people, Clara. But I didn't trust you when you were 40.
What a horrible thing to say. After all the years of devotion I've given you.
You used to repeat everything I told you in confidence to Henry. I know you did, Clara. He said so.
Then why did you keep telling me things?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I just wanted to see how far you and him would go. I so wanted him to like you.
You mean? You think that Henry didn't like me? Did he say that?
Oh, now don't be upset, Clara. In the beginning, he told me he didn't, just to throw me off track. Later, he told me he loved you.
And you didn't leave him?
No. Once I thought about it, but I decided against it.
But why?
Well, I decided there was always an end to everything. End of happiness, end of suffering, end of love. And I figured if I could just live long enough, I'd outlast your love. And I did.
My secret. The one secret I was going to take to the grave with me. You've stolen. Oh, Gertrude, how could you?
Clara, my dear. Clara, my friend. I haven't meant to hurt you. I thought it would bring us closer. You've always meant so much to me. When I thought about leaving Henry, oh, I was miserable, but I was thinking of you. I knew if I left Henry, I'd lose you. And at 40, you think twice about losing a friend. So I thought, and I thought, and I figured that you probably lived much longer than Henry. And although I knew I could live my life without a husband, because I lived a good portion of it without one, I wasn't too certain I could live without a friend. And it's one of the few decisions I've ever made that I still feel was right.
After all these years, you've known. You've put all your trust in a friend, me. And I've been so untruthful.
No, you haven't.
Of course I have. Henry loved me, right up to his death.
And you'll be my friend, right up to mine.
Have you no pride? Do you realize that even on his deathbed, Henry repeated his love for me? He asked me to look after you like a favorite pet.
Oh, how nice.
Doesn't it bother you that your husband and your dearest friend were loving behind your back?
Love is so rare, Clara. Who am I to criticize where it's found? I'm just happy that Henry found it before he died. And to think he found it so close to home. Henry never did wander far from home. He liked my meatloaf. My muffin, my friends.
Oh. To think I thought I knew every hair on your head. Oh my. My.
Well, as you say, Clara. It won't make any difference in heaven. Can't tell one from another. Or did you tell Henry you'd meet him there, too?
Oh, it was so long ago. I don't remember what I promised.
No matter. No matter. What's done is better to know whatever there is to know, eh, Clara? After all, there's only so much room behind a person's back.
Oh, there's always room for two behind anybody's back, Gertrude.
Not in heaven, there's not. In heaven, there are no backs, only wings. And now, there's room for you and Henry under my...
Well, I have Henry and I would... We wouldn't hide. Anymore?
Getting too old to hide, Clara.
Now listen here. You know to the day how old I am. Why, you were practically talking by the time I saw my first day.
16 months, and she's trying to tell me I lost Henry to a younger woman.
I'm only trying to say that I'm old enough. You're old enough to know the truth.
That's what I say, Clara. You're old enough to trust me now. I wonder what's happened to Henry.
He's gone.
Yes, but his love, is it with him?
I doubt it. You can't... Somewhere.
Yes?
Something different than we ever suspected, Gertrude.
Oh, God, I don't care what it is, just as long as I know it when it happens.
Maybe that's the difference. Maybe we'll know it.
Didn't you and Henry know it?
I'm embarrassed to tell. Oh, go ahead anyway. Be embarrassed. It's good for the circulation.
Well, it's not so much that we knew it, but that we deduced it. Know what I mean?
No.
Well, Henry and I knew that we hadn't found it elsewhere, so we thought we had it. You know, if the pea isn't under the other walnut shell, then you deduce it's under yours. That's what I wanted to know, Clara. Did Henry look under your walnut shell? Why not? Because we were afraid to. Afraid of me?
Oh, no.
Afraid the pea wasn't there. Well, that's the one thing I wanted to know. That's the one part I wondered about. I knew you and Henry did a heck of a lot of talking, but I didn't know about the other. Now I'll never mention it again.
Oh, I don't mind talking about it anymore. In fact, it'd be a relief.
I think it'd be a bloody bore. Oh.
You find my story of our unfulfilled love boring? Why, of all the heartless creatures I've ever known.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names may never hurt me. And that includes yours and Henry. So fair, ha, ha.
I find it very difficult to keep my promise to Henry. Oh, if only he could have heard you today. It's I who needs the care.
Why, Clara, I never thought I'd hear the moment when you'd say that to me. You need me.
I didn't specify who I need.
Oh, pick me. Pick me, Clara. Who else but me, your best friend?
Oh, I need the care of poor Gertrude, who can barely maneuver across the street by herself. Poor Gertrude, my love's wife. You'll probably push me off some sidewalk when the light is red.
Oh, Clara, you've trusted my ignorance this long. Our few last years won't matter for more. I know no more than I did, and perhaps a little less. I'm not angry. I couldn't be. We're on a desert island together, and I couldn't hate the only other survivor.
Oh, if only I could do something to make up for it. I'll never feel easy around you again unless I do something.
It's not necessary, but there is something.
Yes, what can I do for you, Gertrude?
You really want to know?
Oh, yes.
Take me with you.
Where?
To your mausoleum.
No, it's not built yet.
I know. But we can plan it together. And I'd like to know that when the time comes, there's room for me too.
You mean, you want to be buried with me?
Yes. Oh, yes, may I please, Clara?
Oh. I suppose it could be arranged for. Well, we'll have to notify the funeral directors so they can make the changes.
You make me very happy, Clara.
All right, then. Gather your things. We have a busy afternoon ahead of us.
I'm ready.
So you are. Do you have everything?
I'll be right back. I'll just be a minute.
Again?
Better than getting caught in the street. All right, wait outside for me.
Okay, do you have your purse?
Of course I have my purse.
All right, I'll be outside.
Yes, you wait right there. Clara?
What?
Why don't you wait right here at the table for me? I'll just be a second.
All right. You take care of business, Gertrude. Don't you worry about me. I'll be waiting for you.
Oh, Clara, it means so much just to have a friend waiting.